For example, in 1989, when the Soviet Union dissolved, the Iron Curtain came down and the Cold War ended. The defense industry across America was severely shaken. Hundreds of thousands of highly trained and skilled men and women were laid off permanently. Entire industries were shut down, and certain parts of the country were thrown into recession. The effects of change were overwhelming and unavoidable. Only the flexible were able to react and respond effectively. To remain flexible, you must be constantly open, alert to new ideas and information and knowledge that can help you or hurt you in your business or in the achievement of your goals. One new idea can be enough to make or lose you a fortune. One idea can start you on the road to riches or knock you off it. One piece of information at the right time can save you enormous amounts of time, trouble, and money. Lack of that information can cost you a fortune. All leaders are readers. It is absolutely essential that you keep current in your field. Read the magazines and publications put out by your industry. Read the best-selling books in your field. Attend seminars and conferences. Join your industry associations and network with other people in your business. The power is always on the side of the person with the best and most current information. The second factor driving change is the rapid growth and development of new technology. Every new piece of scientific or technical knowledge leads to an advance in technology aimed at helping people and companies get things done faster, better, cheaper, or easier. And the speed of technological change is increasing every day. The rule is that whatever works is already obsolete. A new piece of high-tech equipment put on the shelf is obsolete before it is unpacked. New technology today has a shelf life of 6 months before it is replaced by something that will do the job faster and cheaper. If you're not looking for ways to replace your product or service with something better, you can be assured that your competitors are staying up late at night looking for ways to do you one better and put you out of business. Being in business today is like playing in an endless game of leapfrog. You look for a way to leapfrog your competitor and serve your customers better, faster, and cheaper. Your competitor then leapfrogs over you with a newer or better product or service. You quickly regroup and leap over your competitor with a new innovation or improvement. Your competitor then leaps over you, and the game goes on without end. The same principle of accelerating obsolescence applies to your products, your services, your processes, and especially to your sales and marketing strategies. It applies to your current advertising and methods of promotion. Whatever works will soon stop working. Either customers will become bored with it, your competitors will copy it, or it will no longer attract customers in the current marketplace. Not long ago, I hired an advertising agency and paid them $10,000 to develop an ad for me, which I then ran in a national newspaper. It was a powerful ad and drew a lot of good responses. We were walking around the office patting each other on the back until the following week when a competitor came out with the identical ad that we had paid to have created, but his ad was aimed at selling his product rather than ours. Our response rate dropped by 50% and continued to fall. And there was very little that we could do. You must be continually developing backup plans for every aspect of your business, knowing without doubt that whatever you are doing, it will soon stop working and it will have to be replaced by something else that does. We spoke earlier about the comfort zone and how both individuals and organizations often fall into it and keep on doing the same things over and over, whether they are working or not. Sometimes the greatest danger to your long-term success can be short-term success. Success in any area can quickly breed complacency and a reluctance to change in response to the new realities of the marketplace. Don't let this happen to you. The third element driving change and requiring greater flexibility is competition. Your competitors, local, national, and international, are more determined and creative today than they have ever been before. They are constantly looking for ways to take your customers away, steal your sales, reduce your cash flow, and, if possible, put you out of business. Your competitors are aggressively selling their products and services using every argument and advantage they can possibly develop to undermine your position in the marketplace. Your competitors are aggressively using new information and technology to render you obsolete and to gain a competitive advantage. Today, there are more companies, products, services, and salespeople than there are customers or buyers for them. The competition is becoming tougher and more intense. If you want to survive and thrive in this market, you must become even more focused and determined yourself. Above all, you must be flexible. Earlier, I talked about the importance of zero-based thinking in examining every part of your life and activities today. Zero-based thinking is a vital tool in remaining flexible as well. Continually ask, is there anything that I am doing today that, knowing what I now know, I wouldn't get into again today if I had to do it over? Look at every part of your life and business. Whenever you experience stress, resistance, or lack of success, ask the zero-based thinking question. And if there is something that you would not start up again today, make plans immediately to get out of it and to channel your resources and energies where you can get better results. Don't let your ego cloud your judgment or your common sense. Be more concerned with what's right rather than who's right. You must be open to the fact that most of your decisions will turn out to be wrong in the fullness of time. Be prepared to be flexible, especially in the face of new information, new technology, or competition.